Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections today in New Hampshire's key Senate race. Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, is up for re-election after narrowly winning the seat in 2016. She'll face whoever emerges from the Republican Party today. In Rhode Island, there's a crowded field of Democrats seeking to fill the House seat being vacated by Democrat Representative Jim Langevin, who is retiring. Delaware's Republican Party formally backed Lee Murphy in the race for the state's only House seat. Mr. Murphy faces a rematch in November with Democrat Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester. The Department of Justice signaled in a filing Monday that it would accept a special master candidate proposed by President Trump's legal team for overseeing a review of the documents the FBI took from a raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. Judge Raymond Deary is the choice. The Biden administration urged railroads and unions to reach a deal to avoid a railroad work stoppage, saying it would pose an unacceptable outcome to the U.S. economy that could cost $2 billion a day. Engineer out of Idaho, Paul Lindsay on WGRZ Buffalo.
It comes down purely to working conditions, oppressive attendance policies, being forced to work at all hours of the day and night.
Financial services Goldman Sachs is preparing to lay off hundreds of staffers as soon as next week. The job cuts are part of the bank's annual performance reviews that had been suspended during the pandemic. The consumer price index for August gets released this morning by the government. This will give us a better understanding where the U.S. economy, already in a recession, is going. Jeff Bezos' rocket company suffered its first launch failure Monday. The Blue Origin rocket blasted off from West Texas and was about a minute into the flight when flames shot out from around the single engine at the bottom. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The man that killed musician John Lennon is denied parole.
Mark David Chapman was again denied parole. The 67-year-old appeared before a parole board for the 12th time at the end of last month. Chapman was the man who shot and killed former Beatle John Lennon outside of his apartment building on Manhattan's Upper West Side in 1980. He's serving 20 to life for the murder and is due to appear before the parole board again in February 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Department of Justice signaled in a filing Monday that it would accept a special master candidate proposed by President Trump's legal team for overseeing a review of the documents the FBI took from Mar-a-Lago. If Judge Eileen Cannon agrees, Judge Raymond Deary would be charged with determining which documents should be shielded from the federal prosecutors who are investigating classified materials. Let's get an update with the Parkland shooter.
Court is back in session this week for the penalty trial for confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. After a week-long break, the defense called an expert witness to the stand Monday. Neuropsychologist Paul Connor saying there's evidence Cruz experienced prenatal exposure to alcohol and crack cocaine. The defense is trying to convince jurors to oppose a death sentence after Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people, during the 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wouldn't be easy, and in spite of everything that we're trying to do, I know everyday Americans are doing their role. It is this government of ours that continues to get in the way and murk up the waters. I mean, if you can't see that, then I don't know what else to tell you. Maybe it's just that you've just been affected by Trump derangement syndrome to such a degree that common sense has left the building. If that is your case, I feel sorry for you, because the harsh reality is the government that we have right now, we are bearing the consequences of this election of 2020. And we're being devastated every turn. This morning at 8:30, the closely watched consumer price index, the CPI for August, was released. And it came out at 8.3% increase over the year before. And, of course, the financial markets are bracing for higher interest rates, though we went from in June a high of 9.1%, then we're at 8.5, and now at 8.3. Michael Bussler is with us. He's a public policy analyst, economics professor, and he can break this down in everyday language, because no matter what they want to report, we know the reality. We know that we've got more month than money right now, thank you very much, because of inflation and the recession that we're in. And this is all being caused directly by the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And I don't know how to put it any simpler than that, Michael. Maybe you can break it down more, please.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here. I think you're putting it exactly right. It's the policies of the government that has caused this inflation. What's very disturbing is that energy accounts for about 30% of the consumer price index. In the month of July, energy prices literally plummeted, and that that drop continued all through August, yet the consumer price index was still positive, which means everything else is going up in price so much that it's pulling up the overall consumer price index. What I'm really afraid of, starting in the fall, I think energy prices are going to start to rise significantly. Part of the reason energy prices are down, remember the president is drawing 1 million barrels a day out of the strategic reserve. That stops in September. So that will put some upward pressure on price. And I assume he's going to replenish the strategic reserve. So he took out 180 million barrels out of there, 1 million a day for 180 days. So he's got to put that back, and that's going to be costly and put some excess demand. And you know what really hurts about the strategic reserve? The oil that he took out of there, not only was it very cheap, they actually paid us to take the oil.
Exactly.
You may remember.
Right.
In April of 2020, because the economies of the world were shut down, these oil tankers were out there and they couldn't get unloaded. Meanwhile, the producers needed the tankers back. The price of oil got down to minus $37 a barrel. Minus, so they pay you $37 a barrel to take it. Trump loaded up with the strategic reserve. So now you're going to replace a oil that was less than free with something that's costly. I'm afraid energy prices are going to go up. Food prices are going to go up. Now I'm worried about the way the wage price spiral. You start to see now larger wage increases. That's going to get built into higher labor costs. Unfortunately, we're heading for more inflation in the fall.
And, of course, because of the weather, there's going to be added pressure because there's going to be a higher demand for fuel. Right, Michael?
Exactly.
So you've got to add that to the mix. But you see, Donald Trump was such an idiot, Michael, that he saw a great deal on the market because the guy's a businessman. He knows what it means. Joe Biden and Barack Obama would still be, you know, discussing the opportunity.
Exactly.
You know, while the tankers just decided, well, worst case, we'll just we'll burn it up on the ocean or something and get rid of it. We'll mitigate it somehow because we need to get our tankers back, right? But Donald Trump saw the opportunity. And I doubt that this administration has its eyes open or concerned whatsoever about anything else opportune wise in the market that might be available to where we could mitigate some of those costs, because we're talking getting paid for taking the oil. And now what are we up to per barrel? About 90?
About $95, the low 90s.
Yeah, right. Okay.
OPEC doesn't want it to go there. OPEC's going to try to get it back up to at least $100 a barrel, which they should be able to easily do in the fall, you know, once the cold weather and stuff comes. Let me make one other point. What I'm really nervous about, and I mentioned it a minute ago, is this wage price spiral. So what happens is inflation goes up to 8-9%, and now workers say, look, I can't get a 2-3% raise anymore. I've got to keep up with inflation. So we're starting to see already large wage increases. The one that's really going to be an issue is the railroad industry. About half of the unions have settled, and they got a 24% raise over a five-year period.
Wow. You're kidding.
Working conditions. Half the unions didn't take it. And if they don't come up with a solution by Friday, we could be in for a national rail strike. Now, I don't think the Biden administration would allow that. They have the Taft-Hartley Act they can invoke to get people back to work. But nonetheless, these people want much higher wages. I just saw today the employees of the New York Times don't want to go back to work. You know, they like working remotely. They're looking for a 5.5% cost of living adjustment and an 8% raise. So you start driving up labor costs this much, business has to make a profit or they're not going to be there. That labor wage inflation is going to push inflation up even higher. That's going to make the Federal Reserve get even more aggressive. So they'll raise interest rates probably 0.75 point when they meet, I think, September 20th. And they're likely to raise that, you know, one or two more times before the end of the year. I'm afraid we're looking at something very similar to what happened back in 1981 when the Federal Reserve had to be extremely aggressive to bring the inflation rate down.
Well, it's interesting that the Times employees would be so aggressive. I mean, it's not like their subscription base is expanding like crazy. I mean, they continue to lose readers because, you know, the media has lied and misrepresented everything. They're not doing what their job is as directed in the Constitution, Michael. And people just aren't, you know, they're not participating anymore with some of these. I mean, they are voting with their eyes and their feet and saying, I'll just save the money. I'm not going to subscribe anymore. And so they're losing circulation, right? And so now you got the employees demanding more. So how can you get more from less?
Yeah, it's they're in a very difficult spot. They've increase their digital subscriptions, and that's how they've been able to offset some of this so far. But, you know, the whole newspaper industry is in a very tough spot, and they have been really for the last 6, 8, 10 years. And they've been trying to figure out how to make newspapers something that people want to see. The younger generation doesn't sit down. My generation, you get up in the morning, you have your cup of coffee, you sat down, you read the morning newspaper. The younger generation doesn't do that anymore. They get all of their, or virtually all of their news through the internet and on their smartphones. And you know, they don't have time to read newspapers. So that industry is going through some problems. And other industries are seeing this, too.
Got to go to break, Michael. Let's pause. We'll bring it back. Talk more with Michael Bussler after
what
this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Over the past two decades, 9 million baby girls have been selectively aborted in India due to their gender. In a culture that values boys over girls, the Tide radio broadcasts teach the value of every single life by telling listeners that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them. As they learn how important they are to Christ, listeners see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light. Many have already written about how their outlook on the value of human life has changed due to the Tide Ministry's radio broadcasts. One listener wrote, "After listening to your messages, I realized how precious life is and I have no right to destroy it. The love of Jesus Christ broke my heart and I accepted him as my Savior. I'm now a changed person." To learn how the Tide Ministry is changing hearts and saving lives by sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Within 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Bussler continues with us, the public policy analyst, economics professor. And we were saying, you know, these numbers that we're getting, you wonder anymore, anything that comes out of the government, can you really believe these numbers? But you can believe your eyes, you can believe your wallet. You know, it's getting thinner and thinner every time you go to the grocery store. Even though gas may be coming down the prices, it's still up there. And the only reason gas is coming down right now, as Michael mentioned, yes, we're getting 1 million gallons out of the reserve. But
Demand has also fallen off. People are saying, okay, well, it's that expensive. I'm not going to play, you know, so I'll park the car a little bit and take it easy. Unless you're in California, you got to park your car because you have no energy. And the governor there said, hey, look, at you may just have to shut it down for a little bit. I mean, so much for the new Green Deal and the offering and forecast it has for us. Right, Michael?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly right. I don't think this whole Green Deal thing was thought out very, very well. I saw something yesterday. A study was done and said to supply enough solar and wind energy, you'd have to put solar panels on almost 20% of the land in the country. And they named a couple of states that they'd have to be covered completely by solar panels. The real answer to this energy problem, as much as I don't like to agree with Barack Obama, but he said, why don't we do an all-of-the-above kind of thing? So bring everything in, let the market, he didn't say this, but I'll add it to it, let the market decide what energy we'll end up using rather than having the government decide for you. All of this government imposition and all the actions that they're taking are really not what they're supposed to be doing. When you look at monetary policy and fiscal policy, you're supposed to set the goals of price stability, keep inflation low, full employment, keep unemployment low, and have some growth in the economy. Instead, they're concentrating on solving these real or perceived social injustices.
Exactly.
And making climate change is the most important thing going. So they're spending money recklessly on all these things. The Federal Reserve, and I call it their shockingly irresponsible monetary policy all through 2021. The economy's growing at a 6% rate. They're vastly expanding the money supply by buying $120 billion of bonds per month, and they kept interest rates near zero throughout the entire year. It wasn't until March 22 they finally ended the bond buying program and started to raise interest rates. They're so far behind the curve that they have to get very aggressive, which is why they've raised interest rates as much as they have and why they're going to continue to raise them going into the fall. And other countries of the world pretty much follow what the U.S. does. So when the U.S. was handing out free money, they handed out free money. When the U.S. finally realizes we have to fight inflation by raising interest rates, they're starting to do that too. Now, the danger is you raise too quickly, and we talked about what happened in 1981, you raise too quickly, it takes too much demand out, you'll get rid of inflation, but you'll bring on a severe recession. Now, I think the recession that we're currently in, because we haven't had any economic growth since the end of 2021. We have had no growth at all this year. But I think this recession will be milder than other recessions, I think, mostly because of the labor shortage. So normally when you go into a recession, unemployment goes up. And indeed, the federal government says, well, we're not in a recession because unemployment's not going up. The reason it's not going up is we have this severe labor shortage. There's still 11 million job openings and only 6 million unemployed people. So what's going to happen is instead of companies laying off because things are slowing down, they're just going to not hire any more people. For instance,
exactly.
You have a company that a small business says, I need 10 people to operate efficiently. I've been operating with 9 for the last year and a half because I can't get anybody. Well, when their business slows down, they won't have to lay anybody off. They'll just stop looking for that 10th worker, and that should keep the recession relatively mild. Now, it won't be so mild in Europe. They're facing extremely high energy prices. They're starting to ration energy. I saw the other day one of the countries said their citizens can't take a shower more than 5 minutes. So you're going to start to see higher energy prices in Europe, and that'll have they'll have to raise their interest rates even further. That'll slow down their economy further, and I think you're going to see a worldwide slowdown, maybe a deep recession going into 2023.
And the thing is, this was all predictable. Donald Trump predicted this, Michael, and
exactly.
You know, they mocked him. They thought he was such an idiot because they bought into what the media was saying. What the uber liberals were saying, like they know it all. You know, I think they need to take Macy Hirano's advice and shut up and not say anything anymore for a while, because they got us into this mess.
Exactly. And
right?
Donald Trump warned them not to become dependent on Russia for energy. They wanted that Nord Stream built. They're buying all their natural gas from Russia. And Trump warned them that this is not a good position for you to be in, that Russia will get aggressive. And when they do, and they control your energy, they're going to have a big say in what your policy will be going forward. Countries like Germany, I think, are in a big bind.
Yes, exactly.
Get through the winter even. And now Janet Yellen comes up with an idea. You know, Janet Yellen is a very intelligent lady. I just don't know what she's thinking. When she said last year, don't worry about inflation, and we had inflation. This year she says, don't worry about a recession. We are now in a recession. Now she's coming up with an idea. Well, in order to keep Russia's revenue down, we're going to, the U.S. and the Western countries are going to put a cap on how much we're willing to pay Russia for oil. Well, that's not going to do anything. I mean, if they say we're going to cap at $90 a barrel, we're not going to pay anymore, and the market price goes up to $100, so Europe will say, we're not paying any more than $90. Russia will say, okay, I'm not selling you any oil. I'll go to China and India. I'll drop the price to $99 a barrel, and they'll take all I can give them. So it'll do absolutely nothing to harm Russia, just like these sanctions haven't harmed Russia. Russia is producing more energy today than before the sanctions. And it's true, the Western countries are buying far less, but China and India will take all they get at a discounted price.
Exactly. Right. In a heartbeat. And what you say about Janet Yellen, I mean, whoever is playing that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, they need to get that song off her hit list. You know, she's got to quit listening. I mean, like you said, I want to think that Janet Yellen is a very intelligent woman, and she knows what she's, but she just seems to be disconnected, you know, from her ethos and her higher calling of herself in terms of understanding the economy and that. And I don't know if she just has bought in, has been blue-pilled to such a degree that she's lost, connection. Because even, I mean, everybody, not even world-class economists said, hey, a recession is coming, inflation, all this sort of stuff. And she comes out with this new word, you know, well, it's just going to be transitory. You know, it's just passing through. Like, it's going to be gone in a couple of weeks or something. It's going, oh, my gosh. And even, I think she was embarrassed to admit that she was wrong. But, see, this is what's happening, Michael, with everything. Like we said, when we first opened up our conversation, that is, the American people are losing confidence in his leaders, because its leaders are doing a terrible job right now for whatever reason. You know, is it because they're buying into this new Green Deal unsuspectedly without, like you said, they didn't look into it far enough, but I think those that are pulling the levers looked into it just far enough the way they wanted it. They knew that if they could control energy, if they could get this new Green Deal, then they would have control over the American people, and we would be set up to become part of the World Economic Forum. That's my humble opinion. What do you think?
I'll tell you, I'm going to have to agree with that, Bill. It looks like, you know, they want us to become part of the world community. They want us to have the same systems that these other countries have, and we're not geared up for that. You know, these countries have a much larger role for government, more of a socialistic view on things, and that's not how this country got to be great. You know, we got great because we encouraged freedom, we encouraged individual responsibility, and now they're trying to replace that all with social responsibility. That ends up being costly, it'll stagnate the economy, and I'm afraid where it leads.
Well, Michael, look at the EU. It was such a success, right? I mean, boy, that's quite... quite prescient right there, just seeing what happened with the EU. We got to leave it there. Dr. Michael Bussler, the public policy analyst here. Thank you, Michael.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more,
Now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice signaled in a filing Monday that it would accept a special master candidate proposed by President Trump's legal team for overseeing a review of the documents the FBI took from a raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. Judge Raymond Deary is the choice. The Biden administration urged railroads and unions to reach a deal to avoid a railroad work stoppage, saying it would pose an unacceptable outcome to the U.S. economy that could cost $2 billion a day. Engineer out of Idaho, Paul Lindsay on WGRZ Buffalo.
It comes down purely to working conditions, oppressive attendance policies, being forced to work at all hours of the day and night.
Monday Night Football last night, the Seattle Seahawks outlasted the Denver Broncos 17-16. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The NFL, former NFL QB, Jeff Kemp is with us. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A little bit of football, okay, only because it was a good game last night, Monday Night Football. It's back in season. I'm sorry?
They ran up against their old quarterback. And
yeah.
The Seahawks made out well. It showed the teamwork can beat superstars sometimes.
Well, and, you know, three fumbles right there in the end zone, you know, can kind of change the course of the game as well, right?
Totally. Yeah. Turnover.
Unbelievable.
You got to protect the ball. It was a fascinating game, though.
Exactly. And here we're talking about men. We got to protect men, Jeff. And this is what I appreciate, your heart. And also, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and guys, look, if you haven't downloaded the Men Huddle Playbook, you need to do this, okay? We've been talking about this now. This is going into the fifth week. And this is a great gift that Jeff Kemp is offering to us guys. And, you know, the whole idea of why men need a huddle, what is a men's huddle all about, how to launch a huddle of your own so that you can get a group of men that are on the same page that want to, you know, serve one another for the sake of the kingdom and the glory of God. I mean, this is what we want, and this is what our families right now today, Jeff, need more than ever, don't they?
Yeah, and you know what? It's really pretty simple. Jesus showed us the way to live. Number one, he lived as a son of his father, always talking to, listening, and doing and depending upon his father and what he tells him to do. And number two, he changed the world through friendship. And we men, I think we want friends, but we kind of drift away from it. And Bill Martinez and Jeff Kemp are giving men permission to have several deep friends. And that's what the Huddle playbook is all about. Just a guide to rebuild those really deep, trusted, confidential and consistent friends who you talk to regularly, you know, multiple times a month and maybe even weekly, so that you can be a strong man in a team setting and a humble man with God in charge. And that's what I get from my close huddle friends. That's what we're offering them as a gift at menhuddle.com when they download that playbook for deep men's friendship.
Yeah, this is brilliant, Jeff. It really is. I mean, what a great gift. Thank you. Help our audience, help the guys understand what the huddle looks like. You know, the successful groups that you're leading, you know, how they are gathering and how they interact. Break it down.
That's a good question. Life gets so busy that when you think about the friends you have in life, you think, gosh, I really like that guy. And we've shared our life stories. We know a lot. We went through, you know, a tough season a long time ago. But I haven't talked to him in 6 months.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to that guy in a year. I haven't talked to that guy in 2 months. So what the huddle is in my life, it's Pete and Greg. Those are two friends of mine here in Little Rock where I live. And we gather every Wednesday night, either live, and we actually do it by Zoom or by phone most of the time because sometimes it takes too long to drive somewhere and we want to make sure we meet rather than letting the inconvenience stop us. So we'll get on a Zoom call for 45 minutes or an hour, and we make sure to do it every week. Mm-hmm. And we ask three simple questions of each other. Hey, Pete, what's the most important thing you need to talk about today? Mm-hmm. And Greg will say, hey, Jeff, what's the most important thing you need to talk about today? And we each ask that question, and then we say, what's the most important thing I can pray about for you? And then when the guy says, you know what, it's my relationship with this particular son, then we immediately, one of the guys will just pray for that guy right then. And then the last question we ask is, hey, what's Father God teaching you? Have you been reading the Bible? Have you heard anything from God in his word? And what that does is it reminds us that we were meant to live in relationship with our Father and get our guidance from the real playbook, you know, the ultimate game plan, God's powerful, alive, living word. And it makes it natural instead of some dry, check-the-box religious activity of, did I have a quiet time today? Did I go to church? Did I hit Mass this week? It's more than that. It's relationship with your Father God. And huddle is the way we do that. So number one is it's trusted and confidential. Number two is it's regular, and we do it every week. And number three is we keep it simple and ask what's most important that you need to talk about. And then we open up. We're honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vulnerability is so key to this. Jeff, as you say, you've got to sanctify that time. That time has to be set apart. You know, because guys, we get like you were saying, it's easy to get busy, and you go 6 months later, wow, I haven't talked to Jeff. I've been meaning to, and you know, it keeps cycling back, but I don't get the time. I don't make the time to do it. But in this is a committed, accountable time that has been set aside, agreed upon by the men on your team. The second thing is that you're not expected to be an expert. You're expected to be a man of God who is seeking God's face. That you come together because we know where two or more are gathered in his name. Christ is right there with us. We want Jesus to be there. Say, Jesus, we don't understand. My brother doesn't understand this conflict he's having with his son. And we've all gone through this. You know better from your perspective, your 30,000-mile perspective in the sky versus ours here on this earth. Help us to understand, reveal your truth, your love, and your mercy so that we can do your will on behalf of our son. Because, by the way, you love our son more than we do. You want it to go well with him, right? And so when this dynamic is taking place, Jeff, I mean, this is what brings you back because you see the power and light of God operating in these men, and the bonds that happen in that huddle are just, they're near miraculous, aren't they?
They're life-changing. They make you feel stronger, more confident, more close to God. They help you as a husband, as a dad, at work. But, you know, you mentioned it. None of the guys is the expert, you know? None of it comes in and says, oh, I'm going to teach you guys today. we don't even really use content for our time. That's why this is different than a Bible study group or a men's group that reads a book. This is just three friends. You know, it can't be five, six, or seven because you can't have deep sharing time when it gets to be that big. And seven people can't keep the meeting together. Someone's going to miss, and you really want everyone there. But, you know, I want to say this to the guys up there. You probably feel like, I don't really know how to be an integrous, godly man. I don't even know how to be a man. I don't know how to be a father. But I don't want to tell anyone that. I'm sure those guys at the church, they know how to do it. You know what? You weren't meant to know how to do this thing. You were meant to say, Father God, show me how. Manhood is picked up in the company of other men.
Yeah, wow.
You need some men bless you and call you up, and you need to be around your friends, your huddle, to grow. And that's where we say, geez, I'm struggling with this. And the other guy says, you know what? I struggle with that too. C.S. Lewis said, friendship is born at the moment when you realize I'm not the only one. You go through that too. That's what a huddle's all about. Sharing your life, being humble, being real. It's safe and confidential. Therefore, you can drop your guard. You can confess your sins. And oh my gosh, when I confess my mess ups and my sins, what I've done wrong in my marriage or elsewhere to my huddle guys, it strengthens the power of my true apology to God. And my desire to turn and not do it anymore, called repentance. So huddling is really just deep friendship. And go to menhuddle.com and pick up that really short, easy playbook that'll help you share with your guys and build your huddle.
It will explain to you how to launch a men's huddle, a plan for your first huddle, and your next steps, and just how important friendship is. And the way of Jesus, what it's all about. I mean, this is what we're committed to here. It's for the glory of God, using men, everyday men, just like you and me and Jeff. You know, we're nothing extraordinary. We're just guys that love guys and love God. You know, and we want the very best for every man out there. So check it out, Jeff. Once again, tell them where they can go to get more information. We got 10 seconds left.
Oh, it's my gift to you. Go to menhuddle.com and download the free playbook for men's friendship.
Publish and sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, that's what all the cheers are about. Can you hear them? Every time she comes on, she's just full of all kinds of good news, and we appreciate all the great stuff. Hey, Sam, if I can start out with one, if you don't mind. I saw this story, and I thought of you immediately, and that was about this couple that won, what is it, like $400 million on a lotto? I mean, they were really... down and out, and you know, and the gal says, okay, well, here's this I think it was $1 billion or whatever that was up you know, for the offing, and of course after the government takes their piece action and everybody, they ended up with just about $400 million worth, and she went and bought five tickets, and doggone it if she doesn't win. And I mean, they're from a small town. And it's just amazing, amazing story, you know, how this came about. And so here they're blessed with all this money. And people are a little surprised, you know, because they notice, you know, the husband's not going out there and buying a brand new car. He's got an old jalopy and all that. You know, the wife isn't all, you know, city slickered up and all kinds of fancy clothes and the whole enchilada. I mean, and they're just living their normal, quiet life. And what they decide to do is to invest in this small community from which which they live in, and it's out in the hills, I guess, and this is why the media has coined the family as the Hillionaires, you know, because well, their name is Hill anyway, but they're Hillionaires, but they live in this small community, and they're just blessing the heck out of this community, helping them with you know, sanitation issues and other things that are needed for their community. They just believe that that's what they should do as people of faith, that they should, you know, put the money into the community that has served them and their family all these years. And I mean, here's this community that's had to, you know, can you imagine that, you know, here they've had to deal with septic tanks and all this stuff. And it's not that big. I think their population's like less than 1,000 people, maybe. And here it is now, all of a sudden, their filtration is taken care of and they don't have to deal with septic tanks anymore.
you know, it will probably change this community for generations to come because of the blessings that this couple has given them. You know, like, I read somewhere that one of the things that you want, when, like, to be truly rich is to be able to do things for other people. And I think that's so true. And, you know, this couple is a perfect example of that. Like, you know, even if you're not, if you don't win $400 million, which is like, it can obviously change a whole community. You can change one little life at a time. And it's just, you know, you see people like this and you're just like, oh, please let more people like that win the lottery so they can change people's lives for the better. And it could just keep going on and have that ripple effect that you,
well,
we just didn't
see. Well, here it is. I mean, yeah. Yeah, Mike and Cindy Hill, they donated $3 million to the fire department of Dearborn. Now, the money went to help the department build a whole new station in neighboring Camden Point, allowing room for them to get a new ambulance as well. So it's amazing. Like, you and I have talked about many times how a blessing will have, you know, multitudes of rippling effect. And this has definitely, you know, been the case. As I mentioned, this is a town of 500 people that has an ambulance service that's manned 24/7. And his parents, this one reporter, his parents were saved twice by firefighters in their lifetime. And
wow.
Mark was so happy to be able to pay that forward. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's just, and you know, like, you think about the response time and having the availability, especially in a small community, because it can take so much longer when you're out there, and every second counts whenever there's a medical emergency. And, yeah, that's just, I mean, I wonder how many lives they're going to save because of this, you know, because they were able to respond faster.
Well, exactly. And the Hills, they met in high school. They were high school sweethearts. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They paid it back to their old high school. Thank you very much. You know, North Platte High School. You know, this is the place where their relationship began, and it's so important for them that they created a scholarship for Dearborn students. How cool is that, huh?
I feel like we need a movie about the Hills, like, just to see all the ways that this kind of unfolded. It's just amazing.
Well, and here it is, you know, they were at a point in their life where, you know, I think the mom had lost her job. The dad was, you know, working his tail off. They were trying to make ends meet. They have an adopted daughter. They adopted a daughter from China. And here they are, you know, just praying to God that there would be an answer. And little did they know, God had a $400 million answer for them. Is that cool?
That is amazing. And just buying 5 tickets, too. It's not like they spent a ton. It was just like, you know, let's just try one. You know, it was it the 5th ticket that they got? You just wonder, like, which one was
terrible.
It's so cool.
Well, yeah, that's like when early on in one of the lotto stories, there was a mom that wanted to teach her son a lesson that gambling was not good, you would not benefit, you would lose money, and doggone it, if her ticket doesn't come in, she won. I think she won around $3 million or something like that.
Oh, man.
So there are other stories, but, you know, hey, if you don't play, you can't win, I guess. And but play responsibly. Okay, let's add that to the axiom here as well. All right, one of the stories you got to talk about is a 4-year-old, speaking of ambulance, he calls an ambulance and saves his mom's life. Huh? What happened? A 4-year-old? Wow.
This is Monty. He's 4 years old down in Tasmania in Australia. And his mom had taught him that his emergency number there is actually 000. So if anybody's ever visiting Australia, the emergency number there is 000. And she had taught him that. And whenever his mom fell over and started having a seizure, he didn't know exactly what's happening, but he knew that his mom had told him to call this number if he was ever scared or thought he needed help. And so he calls, and he even tells the, you know, the dispatch, like, there's a dog, he's barking, it's okay. And, like, he ends up saving his mother's life. It's just, he's 4 years old. It's an amazing, you know, an amazing thing. And then his mom was talking about how important it was that she had taught him that number. Like, never assume they're too little. 4 years old, he can do it.
Exactly. Yeah, 000, not to be confused with the accumulated intelligence of the elite running our country today, right? But it might be a good way to remember.
That is going to be, everybody's going to remember it that way now.
No, yeah, I guess I tainted the political pool. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I couldn't help myself. Now this next one is about a UPS driver who sees two dogs. They're scrambling. I mean, they're not doing well in a swimming pool. And he jumps to action, right?
That's right. So Colin Mitchell, he's a UPS driver, and he dropped off a package at the home of Jeff and Rebecca Mara. And, you know, I think that's one of those things where they're just in the right place at the right time. As you know, I love dogs. I know you love dogs. They're special members of our families. And he looks in the pool, and he sees these two dogs swimming. And at first, he's kind of like, you know, that's weird. There's just nobody out there. You don't immediately know that it's a problem if there's people outside, but there's nobody around. He rings the doorbell. He knocks. Nobody comes. And he's like, I'm going to go back there and see what's going on. And one dog's clinging to the side of the pool. The other one's, like, hanging onto a panel. It's clear they're in distress. So he gets right. He takes off his socks, gets right in, and pulls those dogs out. And, you know, he came back the next day to make sure they were okay. And the owner said, no doubt that if he hadn't been there at that place in that time, these dogs wouldn't be there today. And I just think of the devastation that would cause to the family to come home and find their loved, you know, beloved pet having drowned in something like that. And then it makes us think about, you know, pool safety, because you see a lot of different incidences of dogs falling in pools. And, you know, usually the videos that I've gotten to see, it turns out somebody comes and helps them, or another dog will even help them. That might be actually how two dogs fell in. One dog fell in, and another tried to help.
Right, yes.
But, you know, it makes you think, okay, if we ever have a pool, make sure we have, like, a fence around it or something like that. I think that's an important takeaway also.
Yeah, without a doubt. This next story, I'll tell you, this is why you can't mess with moms. And even a tiger found out that you can't mess with moms, especially when it comes to saving their sons. They're going to take a bullet for their kid, and it doesn't matter. A tiger, lion, or bear, oh my, mom is going to control the situation, right?
That's right. They'll do anything. You know, you've even heard of them lifting cars, but Archana Chowdhury, she's 25 years old, and she lives near a tiger reserve in India. And she had her 15-month-old outside the tent at nighttime, and a tiger jumps out of the bushes and grabs him by the head. And, you know, mom just does what mom does, and she starts fighting the tiger. She ends up getting punctured lungs and suffering, you know, deep wounds herself, but she's able to fend the tiger off for 2 minutes before other villagers come to help. And those must have been the longest 2 minutes of her life. I just can't imagine what's going through her mind. So it was pure survival mode. But, you know, so the little boy has injuries to his head, and she has to punch her lungs and some deep wounds. But other than that, mama and son are going to be okay. And I have no doubt whatsoever that her fighting, like, she, like, you know, she fought like a mother, and there's just, like, no other way to put it. Mothers just have some kind of, like something, something wild comes out in them when they're protecting their babies. And because, you know, I even looked it up before to see what's stronger. You know, you talk about lions and tigers. Tiger would win against the lion, but this mother, the tiger did not win. And I'm just so proud of her. It's amazing.
Can you imagine the tiger going back to the rest of the tigers and telling this story? And they're all going to go, oh, no, and you even survived? Just barely.
You survived against the mother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lesson to all the kids and the rest of the tigers. And no fighting moms. You see mom go the opposite way, you know. Avoid them at all costs. They will hurt you.
Make sure all the other babies, those other babies are going to be safe because of this.
Exactly. This is why she's the good news girl, ladies and gentlemen. Go to BillMartinezLive.com right there, Sam's Corner. All these great stories and more are waiting for you to just, you know, lift your spirits every day. Samantha Mao, thank you as always. Take care.
Well, thanks so much. Bye.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.